be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man is not a shepherd, and whose sheep are not his own. Sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know mine, and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for my sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This I command I have received from my Father." The Gospel of the Lord. And this awesome reading from John chapter 10, Jesus is the good shepherd. And there's some things in here sometimes we just kind of assume, maybe we run over and we just, okay, we get stuck on, okay, he's a good shepherd, and that's all we hear. But there's a very logical reasoning to this, actually, in this first part of this reading from the gospel in the Bible here. So he says, he's the good shepherd, but now he says, a good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. So this is, he's described himself. Then he goes, a hired man, now he's making opposing, as opposed to. So he's comparing himself to a hired hand. So there's a very logical reasoning for this. So a hired man is not a shepherd, and those whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. Right? And then bad things happen to the sheep. And it's very logical because why? It says here, this is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. So he's saying, okay, the hired man is like, hey, I can lose my life. I can really get hurt and bad with this wolf. Why should I bother with this? This is really dangerous. Forget this. Right? So, and actually in the Old Testament time, I was listening to one of the biblical descriptions from Jeff Cavins, a biblical scholar, and he was saying, actually, at that time in Judaism, shepherds were not known to be really good people, and particularly in this kind of shepherd. It was like, there was actually, in that day, there was like a slang and for shepherds, and it was like, there's just a vagabond. Just a vagabond. A vagabond is just like somebody who doesn't care about God at all. Of course, you think about what a shepherd is. A shepherd had to be attentive to the sheep even on the Sabbath. So they could never observe the Sabbath or anything like that. And so they lost their ways from the faith, and they didn't care. And so they were known to be these people that would, if they saw somebody walking along the route, they would go and steal. They would just bully them and steal from them, and then they'll go back, and they're not really attentive to the sheep. They weren't very good shepherds. So this is what Jesus is comparing them to, and then the people would say, oh yeah, you're not the bad shepherd, you're the good shepherd. You would actually lay down your life for the sheep. You would actually care for the people, right? So that's what he's kind of comparing it about. So he is the good shepherd. Now he goes on and say, I know mine and mine know me. So that's, now he's hinting there is an actual relationship with this kind of shepherd. There's actually a relationship that can be found. What an awesome thing. and he will lay down his life. He's willing to die for his sheep, and you are part of that sheep. He's willing to die for you, for your eternal salvation, to get to heaven, and for all the things that you need here on this earth. So a shepherd makes sure that the sheep get what they need in the field. While they're on the field, they get what they need. He's attempted to them. And then after as well. So God is always there with us. He will lay down his life for his sheep. I have other sheep. Now, some people will, because we start to look at this from the Catholic perspective, right? You know, I have other sheep. And we think, today, where's the other sheep? Where's the other sheep today? You got to think about in its historical context. He's talking to Jewish people. There is no Christianity then. The church did not have its birth yet. There was no Pentecost yet. There was no resurrection yet. This is John chapter 10. This is before he's even crucified. So he's saying, now, so he's, what he's predicting is the advent of Christianity. He's predicting and he's telling them, look, there's going to be something new going on here. All right? So I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. So who are those people? The Gentiles, the pagans, those who are non-Jew, those who do not have that Jewish heritage. So he's got those who are Jewish and those who are not. That's basically everybody in the world. All right? So I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. So now Jesus Christ is going to be that one true shepherd. But as Catholics, we also understand that under the guidance of the Pope, that one true shepherd, Jesus Christ, will be doing his work through the shepherd that he leaves us, which is our Pope. And therefore, we have one faith, one shepherd, one flock. Jesus Christ founded one church so that we may be all in him and hear the truth that he preaches. And when we hear his voice, we understand him, right? Mine know me and I know mine, right? So we hear his voice. We recognize that voice of truth, right? You think about that the movie of The Passion of the Christ. And Pontius Pilate says, truth, what is truth? How do I know that? And he ends up going to his wife and is like, hey, can you recognize truth when you hear it? And she's like, yeah. She's like, well, how? She's like, if you don't know, I can't tell you. He gets frustrated, right? So if you reject truth, if you have the pattern of rejecting truth, you're taking yourself out of the fold of Jesus. But when you accept those truths and hear his voice and you're able to follow him as that sheep, and you get to rejoice in being in his protection. So a shepherd will always lead the sheep into good pasture, not to muddy pastures. There's nothing to eat there. He needs a nice full of wheat and full of grain they can eat, and then the grain they can lay in. It's a little bit more comfortable, a little bit better to lay in the grain than in the mud. Right? Lead them to where it is, and try to keep them away for where the wolves are. And that's what Jesus would do for us. He would keep us from all that is evil if we listen to his voice. See, a shepherd, if the pastor speaks, if the shepherd speaks, they get to know them, know the voice, and they follow. They follow the shepherd. And so when we hear his voice, we would follow him into wherever he would want us to go. And then when we trust in him, in that simplicity, he will lead us to what is good and what is right and what is holy. So it's a matter of having that simple faith as sheep, as his sheep, and know that he will protect us and guide us. He will be willing to lay down his life. He's willing to lay down his life for us and protect us. And then when he lays down his life, he gives it freely that he may take it back up again, so that when we give ourselves to God, he has power to take us up again. When it requires a certain death to self, a certain death to our own will, he will take us up back up to him, to trust in him, That in dying to ourselves, we receive eternal life. And that's really hard to do because that dying to self is very real. It's a matter of suffering, and that suffering may be really real. Dealing with people who are doing evil to us, maybe they have evil intent, but to rejoice in the graces that Jesus is truly that good shepherd, that he would lead us and guide us, protect us, and always be with us. Always be with us in our sufferings. He would not let the wolves ravage us. The wolves of the devil, Satan, right? He would never leave us alone, but he would always intercede for us. And so trusting ourselves to him, trusting our prayers to him each and every day, each and every week, and especially in those most difficult of times when things might seem scary. Sheep kind of, they'll get scared a little bit. But when they get scared, they don't run away, they just freeze. And then they have their dependence on the shepherd to always protect them. And so that's a matter for us, allowing the protector to protect us and not lashing out ourselves. Because when we start lashing out ourselves, that's when we become the wolf and not the sheep. And what does the shepherd do to the wolf? He beats him. Get away from my sheep, right? So we don't make ourselves into the wolves, but we make ourselves into the sheep and utter trust in him and knowing that he is always there. Now, one thing that's great about God is that even if we've been a wolf in our times, if we humbly go before him, he is willing to forgive us our sins. No matter what sins we have committed in the past, no matter what evil we have done, God is willing to give us all those graces that we need. Because he wants to lead us. He wants us to be a shepherd. He wants to be that good shepherd. He wants to lay down his life for us. No matter what we've been through, God wants to lead us and lead us to his graces and lead us to that eternal reward.